In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Yo, yo, what's goody, what's goody, what's goody, Irv Gotti, you need to relax. You need to relax, brother. Leave Ashanti alone. That girl deserves her master's. She probably been trying to get her master's from you for years. To no avail, she has failed. Ashanti, we love you, baby. Irv Gotti, you are bugging. If she got to re-record those songs to have control and ownership of those songs, let her do it. We ain't playing with you.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivation quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark. Like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Irv Gotti, we not playing with you, bro. We not gonna do this. We not even gonna act like this shit is cool. You a legend in hip-hop, Irv Gotti. We love Murder, Inc. That's a legendary record label. You, Ja Rule, Ashanti did great things. Your brother Chris was a part of that. Did great things within this culture of hip-hop we all love. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes between you and Ashanti business dealings. Keep it a bean. That's really none of our fucking business. But being that I'm doing this commentating thing, hip-hop journalism thing here going on here, I'm trying to get my life together. I'm trying to rebrand, trying to do something different. Trying to keep my YouTube channel active. Reporting on a culture that I love so dearly. Irv Gotti, I'm here to tell you so passionately. You need to sit your ass down somewhere. We accepted your past fuck shit. We accepted it. A lot of shit we let slide because you Irv Gotti. But you gonna listen to that Angie Martinez interview and then jump in the comment section like acting like you exposing Ashanti. Like you, like nigga, you slandering her, nigga. Like she trying to get what's rightfully hers. Granted, she signed the contract. I love my baby girl, but like most young black entertainers, damn near babies, early on in life, they dance with that monster. They dance with them devils. And that's them fucking major labels. There's nothing beneficial to a major, there's nothing beneficial to an artist signing to a major label, but the upfront money that you do owe back to the label. It's a loan. No matter how great your album doing, you gotta hustle, bustle, and stay on the fucking road. Tour buses and flights all over the goddamn place to perform, to take care of yourself, to keep that lifestyle, to feed your family. You got to grind. Those songs is a part of your life. They is your life. They you. It was your voice, your talent. I don't care who produced it. Ashanti, we love you, baby. And you deserve to have what's rightfully yours. Niggas don't give a fuck. Irv Gotti need to sit his ass down somewhere. You won't let that 50 shit go. Cool. That's something personal. 50 ain't letting it go neither. Ain't nothing to do about that. But you're not gonna fuck with Ashanti, bro. We're not gonna let you do that, bro. You're not doing that. Sit your ass down somewhere, Irv Gotti. When DMX died, you jumped out the window. You exposing how he died. What was his cause of death? That wasn't the world business. Of course, his fans knew he had a drug addiction. But you telling the world his cause of death? Niggas ain't going for that, B. Niggas let you slide with that sucker shit, Irv. Swiss Beats aired you the fuck out, as he should. Swiss aired you the fuck out. And you come back trying to justify talking about another publication already spoke about it. So what? How you using white-owned corporate media as a fucking defense? That's that nigga's problem. Y'all give a fuck about black people when it's beneficial to you. Granted, you learned the fuck shit, the business, from older white motherfuckers like P. Diddy. Y'all was only offering the contracts. Y'all was taught how to fucking write up. Y'all was dealing with standard contracts of the music industry. Streaming platforms and all that changed the music industry. Artists is waking up. This is shit Prince was fighting for. Michael Jackson was fighting for. That's why the niggas is dead. Artists is starting to wake the fuck up. All of their teachings and wisdom is coming to fruition. Artists want ownership. They want their masters. And if an artist is not in a position to buy they masters from the record label, they got to do what they got to do. You got some situations where the artists have the money to buy their masters back, and the record label like, you done lost your fucking mind. We ain't letting this shit go. Fuck out of here. And in the same breath, you don't want to give them a budget to go and record more music neither. Why should they submit another album to the record label? You ain't trying to work out a deal so they go own their fucking masters. You whack, Irv Gotti. You ain't even trying to work nothing out with him. Tell her, hey, yo, I know the first album or the first two albums, those is your babies. So let's work something out. Let's do a 3-album deal. Under Murder, Inc. We gonna split ownership 50-50. Murder, Inc. own 50%. Ashanti own 50% of the album. Obviously, Murder, Inc. gotta split they 50% with the record label that Ashanti is signed to, if that's the case, wherever she at, wherever they find distribution for the album. Irv Gotti get 25%, the record label get 25%, give Ashanti 50% of her next 3 albums. If she agreed to that, give her full ownership of her motherfucking first album, her first two albums, or her whole fucking catalog if she wanted. At least y'all would still own 50% of her last three albums. Work something out with her. Let that woman eat. Obviously, she feels she can't work nothing out. If she feels the need to go inside the studio and re-record them fucking albums. So your bullshit you talking inside the comment section of Angie Martinez motherfucking episode, niggas ain't trying to hear that shit, got it? You want motherfuckers to sympathize for you? Oh, the Fed shirt. Oh, the Fed shut the fucking record label down. They seized the bank accounts, all assets. We couldn't move. We was on trial. And 50 Cent wouldn't get off our necks. We supposed to sympathize with that shit, but you won't work with this black queen. Fuck you. That's all I got to say about that. Yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit that notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.